The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You're just trying to find a way to win it.
If you're good for one night, then you move on.
We got to win or we're done.
Can we get it going already, you know?
We're going all or nothing. Oh, high and deep, and it's gone!
Garrett Cole gone after 50 pitches. Stanton hits one to the monster again.
We're going all or nothing.
Perfect execution by the Red Sox!
The damage is done, and the Red Sox have a date with the Rays.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that
we
do?
The people what they want.
We have a very interesting update on the relationship between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets, but we start with last night's playoff baseball in Boston. Lose and you go home. Key play right here. Stanton off the monster. Aaron Judge is waved home, and he is thrown out. Yankees never really recovered since that moment. What do you think of the playoff atmosphere in Fenway last night?
Come on, third base coach. Aaron Judge is not a speed burner. He's 6'6", probably 250 pounds. You can't have him rounding third like that and getting thrown out at that point of the game, first off. The next thing is, come on, Yankees. Is this the third time they faced the Sox in the postseason and lost all three? The next thing I want to say is the Yankees skipper after the game talked about the teams in their division catching up. I want to remind him of something, that they were participating in the wild card game because the Tampa Bay Rays have already ran away with the division. I don't know if he realizes that or not, but I want to make sure I give, again, the Red Sox credit for getting the Cole. Now, let me get this right. How much money did he get paid this offseason, Jacoby?
He got a very, very big check from the Yankees.
Ace pitcher, was it like $320+ million? When you get that kind of bread, you got to be like Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling was with the rotation as they led the Diamondbacks to the World Series. This was really disturbing how he got bounced from the game so very early. So very early. Bogart hit a home run. Schwarber hit a home run. Like, that's what sent the Yankees in flux, ultimately. And shouts to the Red Sox for getting it done.
Red Sox move on. And as you mentioned, Aaron Boone, the head coach of the Yankees, might be moving on himself. There's already rumors about that. We will move on to the NBA, where we have an interesting report from our colleague Adrian Wojnarowski about Kyrie Irving and his availability for home games for his Brooklyn Nets. This is a piece of the reporting said, quote, the Nets have been outwardly supportive of Irving's process to consider vaccination and believe they've listened, supported, and educated him, but the franchise's collective patience will be increasingly tested the longer that Irving stops short of committing to join the team on a full-time basis. The Nets believe they're still a championship contender with a roster constructed around Kevin Durant and James Harden and could ultimately have to make hard decisions on Irving's future should he remain unvaccinated and unable to play in Barclays Center or Madison Square Garden. Jalen, could we really be looking at a world in which Kyrie Irving is not available to play for the Nets and maybe doesn't play this entire season because he remains unvaccinated?
I believe so, David Jacoby. While 95% of NBA players are vaccinated, it's obviously going to be a storyline and a headline when one of his marquee players isn't vaccinated that also plays on a team that's a contending team. Teammates with Kevin Durant and James Harden on a squad that a lot of people feel have a legit chance to win the championship this year with him. Because let me tell you what's going to happen without him, a second round exit. So the patience that's going to be tested, that's his right. If he wants to forfeit his salary and not practice and not play games, I applaud and respect his right to do so. It's laughable to me, some of the players that encourage this, but either way, it's now up to the team to say, are they going to make amends in order for him to participate? And what I'm hearing, they're going to fine him for not practicing. They're going to fine him for missing games. And you know what else this makes me think about? If you're not practicing and you're not playing home games, I don't believe they're going to have him play at all. Mm. Like, you can't just have him parachute into Detroit on the morning of the game, go to shoot around and play the game that night, and then not play again for the next few games. I wouldn't be surprised if he does not play at all and still gets paid half of his salary. What a life, only in America.
Well, this is basically a $17 million decision for him, and he could be docked about half his salary, which is about $17 million. But I, like you, I don't see him playing just road games. I don't see them in a playoff series where they have Kyrie Irving available in other arenas only. And if you are Kevin Durant and James Harden, do you have a conversation with Kyrie and ask him to get vaccinated?
Of course you do. That's your teammate, and therefore, in this dynamic, whether he plays or not truly affects your trajectory. If the Nets have Kyrie Irving, they're winning the East. If the Nets don't have Kyrie Irving, they're not getting out of the second round. That's just an absolute fact. So they need him. So absolutely they will be asking him, but not pressing him. We'll see how it plays out. I applaud that if he's so very strong about his convictions, that he's willing to forfeit at least 50% of his salary in order to not be vaccinated.
We'll keep an eye on this. I remember Sean Marks said that he expected everyone to be vaccinated by training camp, but that doesn't look to be the case right now. Another player who is not with their team in training camp for different reasons is Ben Simmons. There are some reports. One is that he is selling one of his residences in the Philadelphia area, not planning on going back to that. And his representation has reached out to the Players Association, thinking that the fines were a little too steep for the time that he's missing, and the Players Association did not sort of give him back the money that he was asking for. What do you think is going to happen next with Ben Simmons?
Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule, and most are never understood. The reason why I bring up KRS-One's historic bars is Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons will make more money because they're really talented and they're really young. But you know what they won't do? Get this money back. You saw what you put up there for Kyrie Irving. Did you say $17 million for Kyrie Irving? He ain't getting
That's not including the potential playoff checks that he would be missing as well.
And you know what else is going to happen with Ben Simmons? He ain't getting that money right there back either. Rich Paul did a terrific job, and this got highlighted during the time where teams went to the bubble, of how he's able to get his players a large portion of their salary at the beginning of the year. Well, this kind of works against Ben Simmons because this is the part of the year that he's missing, that he's going to get a lion's share of his money. What I would have done, and it's just me, is I know you got to deal with the turbulence of the fans and Joel not necessarily wanting you to be there anymore, and Doc Rivers saying you're not a point guard that can win a championship with. He should have went to Philadelphia, Jacoby, and said, my hamstring is sore. Mm-hmm. If he didn't want to play. My foot is sore. My back is sore. Put that money back up there again. I promise you, I played 13 years in the league, and I've been retired like 15 years. You do not get that money back. You make more money, but you don't get that back.
The $8.2 million that was owed to him is now being withheld in escrow, and there's keeping every time that he misses a practice or a preseason game, they keep a little bit more of that $8.25 million. I, like you, would get that money if I were Ben Simmons, but he is committed to not being committed to the 76ers. Jalen, We have an update on the Urban Meyer Pint House situation. He has now apologized to the team, and owner Shad Khan has come out and said that Urban needs to regain our trust and respect, and his conduct was inexcusable. Jalen, I think this is all going a little too far. Do you really think it was inexcusable what he did?
I just believe that Urban Meyer Jacoby is going to be a one and done as the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. Mm. He ain't going to be their coach this time next year. Save this footage. I do not believe he's going to be their coach next year. It's just been too much turbulence for a team that already had the number one pick for a reason. Questionable coaching hires, bringing in Tim Tebow unnecessarily, how he was using Etienne before he ended up getting injured, not gaining the respect of the locker room, and he's coaching a winless football team. You don't bring in Urban Meyer to oversee the development of Trevor Lawrence and pay him top dollar as his first NFL head coaching job to be winless and have him hanging out in Ohio getting a lap dance at his pint club when he should be in Jacksonville watching film. That's what they were talking about. The optics of this were all bad, and I don't think he's going to regain the relationship. You know, you're going to regain the respect of the locker room or of ownership. I believe this will be his only season coaching that football team.
Jalen, I'm going to borrow a phrase from you that makes a lot of sense. Winning is the best deodorant. If they were 4-0, would this even be a controversy? If they turn this season around, will this be discussed anymore?
Well, we love winners in this country, and that's why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can go grab Antonio Brown while he's dealing with his turbulence, because we're not going to say anything. But if it was one of the worst teams, we would have a lot to say. And you're right, winning is a terrific deodorant, except they were the number one team picking number one for a reason. They ain't turning it around. And you know why? He's a part of the reason they're not going to turn it around. How about that?
Well, he had a lot of success in college, and somebody tells me he might be back coaching college before too long. Before too long, we will be back as well, and we have some very interesting results from the annual GM survey that we'd like to discuss, and we don't agree about all of it. We'll get into that right after this.
Urban better coach somewhere and get out of the house.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, the annual GM survey is out. Big shout to Tim Bontemps, our colleague. And there's some very interesting answers. First, we start with the big one. Who will win the title? 72% of general managers in the NBA said the Nets. Only 17% said the Lakers. What do you think?
I think this is a result of them forming a big three, clearly led by Kyrie, James Harden, and KD, and the other GM saying, y'all should be favorites since y'all have them. But the reality of it is, as long as Kyrie Irving isn't practicing and or playing home games, how can 72% of GMs pick them to win it all? The answer to this question for me is the clear-cut Los Angeles Lakers, who in my opinion are the overall best team in basketball.
I agree with you on that. I have the Lakers winning this year's championship. However, we disagree on the next one. The MVP of next season. We have some interesting results. 37% say Durant, 33% say Luka, 13% say Giannis. Who do you have as the MVP of this season?
Usually when you're featured on a super team, indirectly and psychologically, that removes that player from being an MVP. In this case, I believe Kevin Durant is going to go off this year and he's going to be the choice and actually get it done, especially if Kyrie Irving is missing numbers of games. That's going to be more buckets for KD to get, More triple doubles for James Harden to get. He's my choice.
You know who I'm putting here? LeBron James. Let's not forget about LeBron James. Last time he was healthy, he was the leading MVP candidate last season. And I'm just saying his name, not because I think he's really going to win MVP, because not a single general manager even mentioned him. He received 0% of the votes. Let's get some more respect on the King's name. LeBron James is my pick for MVP, but I will not put a dollar on that. Moving on, Mr. Rose, to another interesting category from the GM survey, and it is... this one player to start a franchise with: 43% Luka, 40% Giannis. Who's your pick?
Well, a lot of the GMs probably did pick LeBron because he's been accused of being their colleague by a lot of us. How about that? It's a tall man's game. I'm taking Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm taking the guy's gonna give me 30. He's gonna give me 15 boards. He's gonna give me 5 assists. He's gonna give me 2 blocks. It's gonna get me a steal. Oh, and by the way, guards multiple positions, 1 through 5, depending on the possession. That's my choice.
I think that's a great choice. You can't go wrong with either of these two players, but I'm going with Luka just for the simple fact of age. I just think you're gonna get another 4 or 5 years. So if I'm starting a franchise, I'm taking Luka out of everybody in the NBA because we all know what he brings on the floor, and he gets you some more years in the end of his career that you won't get from Giannis or anybody else in the league. Moving on, if you had one player, one possession, tie game, to take one shot, to win the whole thing, who would that one player be?
So this is tough because a couple of guys come to mind. KD comes to mind. Dame Dollar comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson comes to mind. But the answer to this question is Stephen Curry. It's not even close, by the way. And the reason why I say that is, who's the greatest shooter that you've seen play basketball?
Steph Curry.
That's the answer to the question. Unlimited range. He's the only guy at half court you got to contest him because you feel like it might go in. And he has a really quick release. And so that guy is my choice. Off the catch, off screens, off the dribble, one-on-one, Steph Curry is the answer.
You can't go wrong with Curry. You certainly can't go wrong with Dame or that guy, Kevin Durant. Dame needs to be mentioned in this. However, I'm going to pick Kevin Durant. We've seen all these guys do it so many times, but just the fact that he's 7 feet tall and can get his shot over anybody in the league is one of the reasons that I would want to put the ball in his hands. Now, Jalen, we have some interesting news from Phoenix, the team that lost to the Bucks in the finals, and DeAndre Ayton had a little bit of a breakout playoffs. However, the Suns are reportedly hesitant to offer him a max deal. What do you think about this development?
Two words, tough love. He was drafted in the same class as Luka, your choice to build a franchise around, and mm-hmm. Trae Young, who was outstanding and got a max contract because he led the Hawks this year. He's not those players, but he's definitely not Marvin Bagley. He's earned his keep as a starting five. He continued to improve, helped lead them to the NBA Finals, but this means they have other things they want him to do. They want him to make more sacrifices. They want him to work a little harder, get there a little early, leave a little bit later. That's all this is. He'll get his money, and it's well-deserved. He's a young prospect. He's a terrific prospect, and the sky's the limit for his potential.
Yeah, I think that a little bit of this is just the way that this playoff run ended. You remember in those early series, he was so good. Seems like he was going 10 for 12 every single night and putting up numbers. And in that Bucks series, especially at the end, he wasn't putting up the kind of numbers that he was earlier in the playoffs. So maybe it's just a little bit of bad taste in the mouths of the Phoenix Suns front office when they look back at the season.
But
some tell
me
they're going to end
He'll
up doing this, right? This is going to end
He'll
up happening.
It.
What else
He'll
are they going to do? They drafted him.
He'll get
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so he's going to end up getting this extension. So we're going to move on to another really interesting news in the NFL. The Patriots couldn't get a deal done with Stephon Gilmore, still one of the best secondary players in the entire league, and he is now released. He's a free agent. Why do you think they did this, and where do you think he will end up?
Two reasons. One, injuries, he's out right now. Hopefully he's back the second half of the year as reported to be able to produce. But the other thing is salary.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it kind of reminds me indirectly of what happened with Jacksonville. They knew Jalen Ramsey was a special player, but they also had a team that wasn't contending. So now if you're the Patriots, are you paying elite salary to Stephon Gilmore knowing that you're not a contending team? I think that's where this decision lies.
Jalen, he's going to go to Tampa Bay, isn't he? Tampa Bay has had some injuries in their secondary. That's one of the sort of room of improvement in that unit. Do you think he ends up with Tom in Tampa?
If Tom can do it, it's going to happen. This guy just won Defensive Player of the Year a couple of seasons ago. And they just picked up Richard Sherman off the street, and he started 4 days later. So they're clearly looking for help in that area. But don't underestimate the other teams around the league trying to get in here as well. What about the Green Bay Packers? They're in their final year with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. They make a run at him. They may make a run at him too. How about Seattle? We used to talk about them struggling defensively the last couple of years. Okay, they need some help to go with Jamal Adams. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
I would love to see him on Seattle. Anything but the Bucs. It's not fair. Anything but the Bucs. Jalen, we have some interesting high school basketball news that involves Kanye West. Weird. We'll explain right after this. You don't want to miss that. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Two game fours tonight, the WNBA playoffs. It is the sky and the sun at 8 p.m. on ESPN. And then the nightcap is Mercury and the Aces. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, one of the things I love about you is your commitment to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. 10 years you've opened that school in your hometown of Detroit. And there's some interesting news. Kanye West is doing something similar called the Donda Academy in Southern California. And already some high-profile basketball recruits have announced that they're going to transfer to Kanye's school. What do you think about this development?
I'm happy that he's doing so, in particular for high school-age students. So many times they get overlooked, and that's why I wanted to start a high school. I'm curious though, is it going to be a public school, a charter school, a magnet school? Is it going to be a prep school? But for him to be getting these type of elite recruits so very early, it acknowledges the name, image, and likeness rules are taking effect, and the high school players are now getting the residual effects from that.
Jalen, we've had a string of New York-based versus battles, Dipset and the Lox, and then we have Fat Joe and Ja Rule, and now we have KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. What do you think about these two legends going toe-to-toe?
All I know is at one point of your life, just like at one point of mine, both of those guys were acknowledged as the coldest MCs in the game. I just want to know if Scoop Lover, my brother, and Scrap Lover, the other, going to be there. Is D-Nice going to be there? I can't wait to see this battle. We're not done. See y'all tomorrow, 4 p.m.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And Jalen, we're going to have to cut short the podcast exclusive today because we recorded an interview with who that's going to run tomorrow's show?
Conway the Machine, our brother from Griselda, will be on the program tomorrow. And guess what's happening on Friday? 12 midnight on Thursday. Piano Love, his first single, Shady Records, will be out in November. God Doesn't Make Mistakes. His album will be out. And you know, amongst the 1 million things I love about Conway, I will never detach myself from my favorite thing about him. His bars! His bars! Because sometimes what happens, like, you start to become friends with people, and every now and then, I make sure I step back and be like, hey, dog, I just gotta tell you something. That was a cold show, homie. Like, I know that I'm here, and, like, y'all showing love, and I'm a fan, too. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait for him to be on the show again. I can't wait for his project to come out. And you know what I love about them so very much?
What?
They don't sit on music and harbor it. They record verses and bars and put it out. I love that so much. Yeah, like, you'll never hear their music and it sound dated. You know how you hear some people's references and stuff like that that sound dated? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to use no examples. I was about to use one big one. But, like, that's another thing I love about the Griselda family. And I can't wait for him to join the show so we can ask him about your table jump and thank him for being such a gracious host.
Amazing host. We're going to ask him about the Bills. We're going to ask him about his upcoming project. And he's going to settle the controversy of my table jump. Because there are some people that are out here just being like, wow, that was amazing.
And then some people
out here being like, you didn't even break the table. The table was already broken. That's not a real jump or any of that. But man, we're going to find out from Buffalo's
Hit the brakes, Rance. Anybody that's criticizing Jacoby's table jump, I want to ask y'all a question right now and honestly ask this to yourself. When is the last time you fell on the ground?
No, when was the last time you jumped through a table? Hey, like, when how many times have you jumped through a table? I guarantee.
You fell on the ground. Just fell
I guarantee
on the ground.
There was like one person, probably two people that have criticized the table jump that have ever done it themselves. That's all I know.
You know what? You're right. Not only do we need to get Conway's opinion of your table jump, you know what we need to do? We need to get some people. 98580 Jalen. Are you a Bills fan? Are you a part of Bills Mafia? Jacoby just joined your family. Call us. 98580 Jalen. You guys tell us what y'all think about this table jump. We got people in California chiming in. We got people in Florida chiming in. We got people in New York, Manhattan area chiming in. I need the people of Buffalo who jumped through tables at Kansas City last year. They've been jumping through tables in the middle of winter for the last decades or so. Y'all tell me what y'all think about Jacoby's jump.
All I know is when I was about to do it, they gathered a crowd around it. That's when I got extra scared. I was like, I thought this was normal for y'all. I thought y'all was be jumping through tables all the time. I know this is going to be an event. You know, I thought there'd be people jumping through tables all over the place. I didn't know they started gathering a crowd. I was like, I thought this was going to be normal. I guess I'm about to jump through this table. Well, listen, Conway the Machine joins us on our podcast exclusive tomorrow and on the program. So make sure you tune into that special episode tomorrow on Thursday, October 7th. We will be back. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
I just love our J&J team. Thank you to our production staff. Thank you, everybody, that make us look good, sound good. 10 years and running. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.